This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Starting today through tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday till midnight, at Ammunition Depot, you can order Federal American Eagle XM855 green tips for your 5.56 with promo code LOCK AND LOAD or LOCK AND LOAD. Free shipping on all orders over $200. By the time you get done with everything, discounts, rebates, you're looking at 25 cents a round. That's 25 cents a round. This is in their bulk ammo. This is the Federal American Eagle XM855. All the links will be in every segment of the podcast today and tomorrow. This will be good today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday till midnight. All of you that I'm advocating go train with your rifle, this is the time to do it because you can get some really good ammo for a really good price. Free shipping. When you're ordering ammunition, shipping is a big deal. You'll be hearing about that all through this show, all through tomorrow's show, and the first hour of Monday's show. Take advantage of that. That's a really 25 cents a round. Typically, whenever somebody cuts it to the bone, you're looking at 33 cents a round. If you're buying in bulk, well, that goes a long way. Coming out of New York, looking a lot at New York here lately. 70-year-old Vietnam veteran Don Hall. He was sitting at his Taberg, New York home when a bunch of deputies arrived, and they were there to take his guns after he'd wrongly been flagged as mentally defective. In an interview with Syracuse.com, Hall talks about how his fight to figure out what went wrong, how authorities had the wrong man, and what it took to get his guns back. He said, "I was guilty until I could prove myself innocent. They don't tell you why or what you supposedly did. It was just a bad screw-up." When Hall told police he'd never had any mental issues, deputies told him he must have done something that triggered the order under the New York State SAFE Act. And the deputies left that night with 6 guns, 2 handguns and 4 long guns. Hall hired a lawyer and secured affidavits from local hospitals to prove he hadn't been recently treated. The only time he'd been a patient at any of the hospitals was 4 years ago at St. Elizabeth's Hospital for a sleep apnea test. At St. Elizabeth's, Hall said a clerk looked up his name and read him a Social Security number. He said it was slightly different than his, and she turned white as a ghost. St. Elizabeth Hospital in Utica had no knowledge of the misidentification error that Hall believes happened, according to Caitlin McCann, a spokeswoman for the Mohawk Valley Health System. So armed with the information from the hospitals, Panzone wrote to Oneida County Judge Michael Dwyer, who ruled Hall should have his firearms returned to him in April. At first, he was told he could only have his pistols and his long rifles were going to be turned over to a gun shop. But almost immediately, he got a call saying he could have all of his firearms back. And eventually, his lawyer convinced the judge that authorities had him confused with someone else who had sought care and that his weapons should never have been seized. To this day, no one at a hospital or the state and local agencies involved in taking his guns has admitted to Hall that a mistake was made, explained what happened, or apologized. A county judge did acknowledge the mistake and helped him get his guns back. Of course, he has no recourse, and he's out the money that he had to pay his lawyer, right? Yeah. Other data is coming in. Now, when this was coming out, this really was bothering me because I called this the minority report. The gun violence restraining order. 2016 was the first full year that got to play. California courts ordered people to temporarily give up possession of their firearms 86 times last year. Based upon the gun violence restraining order, which took effect in 2016 and allows family members or law enforcement officers to seek a gun violence restraining order against someone they believe poses an immediate and present danger of harming themselves or others. Now, gun violence restraining orders are prima facie unconstitutional. Under the law, a judge can order government agents to confiscate the firearms of the accused in a closed-door hearing without the accused being present. But the gun violence restraining order is a temporary order. In California, the orders expire in 21 days, after which time the state must return the accused guns, unless the court sees fit to extend the confiscation period in a hearing where the accused is actually present. And out of the 86 times they took guns in California, and only 10 of them, the judge held a hearing and extended the order to 1 year because they determined the individual was still a substantial threat. So, looking at that stat, you could say that California judges decided that the original GVRO was a good thing in only 12% of the cases, or that the GVRO was unjustified 88% of the time. What we don't know is how many of the 86 Californians subjected to a GVRO were put into protective care or incarcerated during those first 21 days of confiscation, which would make them, by definition, prohibited persons, removing their ability to keep and bear arms or any other dangerous object without the need for a GVRO extension. Pretty basically, all of it's stupid, and not to mention unconstitutional. Why in the world would a judge think that taking guns today from someone who poses a substantial threat, but leaving him walking on the street, how would that prevent them from obtaining a firearm illegally or by some other means carrying out a violent attack or committing suicide? If you think, I think it's David Kodria who says, if you can't be trusted with a gun, you can't be trusted to walk the streets without a custodian. How does that make any sense? To have someone who has ruled a substantial threat, but leave him out there. It's sort of like the terrorist watch list. We're just watching them. We don't know what they're going to do, but we're just watching them. So, in this sense, isn't a GVRO something of a distraction from the real danger of letting adjudged loonies run loose? Does that offend anybody calling them loonies? GVROs are just theater, folks, or security theater meant to show that someone is doing something, and like all examples of that particular breed, they breed stupidity, government overreach, and loss of liberty. That's what happened to Mr. Hall and the SAFE Act, and that's what happened to 86 Californians. And in both cases, guess what? They had to give them back in a lot of cases. Interesting, I don't know anything about the judges in California. There's a few, I'm sure, that have got to be just regular people without having some sort of liberal agenda behind them, but one can only hope. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about how Connecticut's strict gun control laws may soon be affected by the feds. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And we are back, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I've got a deal for you. Federal American Eagle XM855 Green Tip, 62 grain. First of all, you're going to get 10% off the frontline price at Ammunition Depot. You're going to get free shipping on orders over $200 after the discount. And with the additional rebate that you're going to get from Federal American or Federal Ammunition, you're going to get it for 25 cents a round, which is essentially taking a $400 case of ammo and making a $250 case of ammo with free shipping. Go figure. I mean, I've been trying to get people to go train. Here you go. Here's the ammo to go do it, and you don't have to lose your shirt doing it. You can save $150, basically. You're basically saving $150 a case of ammo per thousand. Do the math. The promo code is lock and load or lock and load. This is good, effective today. It's good tomorrow. It's good Saturday, Sunday, and it will sunset Monday at midnight. AmmunitionDepot.com. In the show notes will be the promo code and the link to go to the page for this particular ammunition, the Federal American Eagle XM855 Green Tip 62 grain. That's an outrageous deal. That's almost a cost deal, $250 a case. Wow. AmmunitionDepot.com. Connecticut. Well, you know, in 2013, after Sandy Hook, a lot of gun control laws were enacted by the state politicians in 2013, none of which, by the way, would have done anything to stop Adam Lanza. All of that may soon be lifted by the federal government. That is if one gun-loving Republican congressman from outstate New York has his way. And we're talking about U.S. Representative Chris Collins. He unveiled something called the Second Amendment Guarantee Act, or H.R. 3576. If it passed into law, the new bill would prevent all state, county, and city governments from enforcing local rifle and shotgun regulations stricter than those at the federal level. Lindsay Nichols, the federal policy director for the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, said in a phone interview, "This is one of the more dramatic and extreme bills out there. It would really impact almost every state in the nation." Well, we are talking about a riot after all there, Lindsay. In Connecticut, in particular, Collins' bill would lift the state ban on many types of rifles that they call assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. It would also relax their strict licensing requirements for buyers and sellers of these guns. It would not, however, overturn any local rules on handguns. Now, according to the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, in 2016, in Connecticut, they strengthened its already strong gun laws by adopting new policies to protect victims of domestic abuse from gun violence. State overhauled their gun laws in 2013, the week of Sandy Hook, and it has one of the lowest gun death rates in the nation. Now, in response to Collins' new bill, which he's also come out against Hudson's and some other stuff, Andrew Cuomo, my favorite governor, of New York, another state famous for strict gun control, warned Monday that it would put millions of people at profound risk. Cuomo quite condescendingly said, "We understand that Washington is in turmoil right now. We just ask that they don't do anything to set back the progress we've been able to make despite them." He accused Collins of being beholden to no one but the gun lobby and entrenched special interests, and called his new legislation a blatant political ploy. The full text of his bill is really, it's a paragraph. It's one of the most simple bills I've ever seen. It reads, in part, a state or a political subdivision of a state may not impose any regulation, prohibition, or registration or licensing requirement with respect to the design, manufacture, importation, sale, transfer, possession, or marking of a rifle or shotgun that has moved in or any such conduct that affects interstate or foreign commerce that is more restrictive or impose any penalty, tax, fee, or charge with respect to such a rifle or shotgun or such conduct in an amount greater than is provided under federal law. What this is basically doing is saying that with the Fed, this guy is saying, we can only do this, and therefore you can only do this, because it's a right. Now, you know, Lindsay from the Law Center said very few changes have been made to federal gun law in recent years, and she said it's become an area that's traditionally within the state authority. But at the state level, there's been 200 new laws to cover a range of loopholes in federal law efforts that would be significantly undermined by the new Republican legislation. Like what? Exactly. Here's the thing about this. Background checks happen with federal firearms licenses. We know that you want to regulate every sale of guns, which means there would have to be a registry, which that ain't going to happen. That isn't going to happen. So you're not going to get that one. All of this stuff that you're talking about that is progress is nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort. If you're not in California, not in California, in New York, if you're not politically well-connected or part of the inner city or part of a diamond dealer or something, and you're not handling X amount of dollars all the time and moving it to and fro, you can't get a gun permit. You just can't get one. So, we get it, and the Fed's trying to do this. For me, I'd like to see this bill pass. I would like to see every one of these guys just combust. It would truly be a thing to see if that one passed. I don't know how. There's going to be a lot of guys that say, well, Bill, you do everything that. Well, this is enumerated in the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment is enumerated in the Bill of Rights. Pretty simple. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And here's a deal for you. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day Monday till midnight. Here's a deal for you. 10% off all Federal American Eagle XM 855 green tip. I misspoke earlier when I was saying 62 grain. It says all green tip products. 10% off of that. There's a rebate that goes with it, but the 10% is exclusive to you for using promo code LOCKANDLOAD or LOCKANDLOAD. All one word. I'm told that the capitalization is agnostic, so I hope that means that if you use it without caps, that there's no penalty and you still get the 10% off. This takes your cost from about $400 a case to $250 a case. That's a $150 savings after all discounts and rebates are totaled up. Now it is time to train. And they have some packages where you guys can get into some ammo really, really cheap. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes. I'm going to put the promo code in the show notes. And let's buy some ammo and go out and train. I'm going out to train this weekend. Let's train, shall we? Because we certainly do need it. AmmunitionDepot.com. in California, with a K. Without any comment, the California Office of Administrative Law approved contentious new rules on semi-automatic weapons that look dangerous and bullet buttons. This past Monday, they updated their list of proposed regulations submitted by state agencies, approving the previously rejected submission by the California Department of Justice, expanding the definitions of an assault weapon and how they are registered. This is a very controversial move on their part. It's a 60-page draft that had been submitted in May, and it drew rapid-fire condemnation and threats of litigation from gun rights groups. California, with a K, Attorney General Xavier Becerra submitted an updated third proposal last month. Under the rules, those in the state who have firearms that meet the expanded definition of an assault weapon will have until July 2018 to register guns through the California Firearms Application Reporting System, with a mandatory $15 fee per registration. That's, you got to make one for each gun. Those submitting applications will have to upload digital photos of the firearm, including the magazine release on each side of the receiver and of the barrel. Hobbyists who craft their own firearms will have to apply for a serial number through the system before completing their gun. However, the fun part, the website for the system states the ability to register is not yet available. Gun rights groups, including the Firearms Policy Coalition and the California Rifle and Pistol Association, are promising legal action, holding to the prior contention that the DOJ's now official rules will go well past what lawmakers intended. By approving these awful and unlawful regulations, the Office of Administrative Law and Department of Justice have collaborated and perhaps conspired to grossly exceed the statutory authority vested in the laws in order to advance their anti-gun agenda. That coming from Firearms Policy Coalition. A looming ban on previously grandfathered magazines in California was put on hold at the end of June by a federal court because of a suit brought by Second Amendment groups. California just keeps on going. President Trump's nominee for Surgeon General, because Chris Murphy sits on the Judiciary Committee, or excuse me, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, and he was asked about gun violence. His name is Dr. Jerome Adams, and Senator Murphy asked him what he would do as Surgeon General about the gun violence in America and how he would address it as a public health problem. That's a trap right there. That's a bear trap. That's a tripwire. That question caused a moment of tension because former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy, his confirmation was delayed for a year due to his support for gun control laws. Adams, who is Indiana State Health Commissioner, started off by saying that he owns a gun and he often treats gunshot victims. I am a gun owner and I have my lifetime gun permit. I also work in a level one trauma center, took care of a gentleman. Last week he was shot 6 times. I see it each and every day. He then attempted to respond directly to Murphy's question, arguing that guns and gun owners should be separated in the discussion about the gun violence plaguing cities around the country. He said, I think you have to start by separating the tool from the perpetrator. Cars are not a public health problem. Car accidents are a public health problem. Guns and gun owners aren't inherently a public health problem. But the violence that results absolutely is. He said there are evidence-based programs, some good ones out in Colorado, where they're bringing law enforcement, gun owners, and public health community together to look at solutions to lowering the violence. And it's not just homicides, it's also suicides. There are more suicides than there are homicides in this country. And I think there are lots of partners out there, if we're willing to stop demonizing each other and really work together to look at evidence-based programs that help lower violence in children and throughout the country. Murphy, who was running out of time at the time, responded that he hoped Adams would look at evidence such as the 2015 study published by the American Journal of Preventive Medicine that suggests the likelihood of a crime being committed with a gun rises with the availability of guns. He said it's a little bit deeper than the problem you suggested. Adams, who was appointed to his current position by then-Governor Mike Pence, breezed through the rest of the hearing. He said he would pick science over politics, and he wanted to tackle the opioid addiction crisis. He wants to make that one of his top priorities. Senate panel voted Wednesday to confirm Adams, and his nomination now heads to the full Senate. Okay. My problem with that line of questioning is that this senator is looking at one study and no other studies. If you're going to look at one study and simply say, that's a good study, without looking at every study and saying, but I don't know about this study, I'm afraid you got a flawed set of data in front of you, brother. Now, I know why Murphy is in training to be the next Dianne Feinstein, the next Chuck Schumer. He wants to be the most anti-gun senator out there, and he does really good, really good work. But getting out there and, you know, citing a study like that, why didn't he have Dr. John Adine on there, or Dr. Timothy Wheeler from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership? That's the thing about studies. Anytime you hear somebody say, well, there's a study that says such and such, I can find 10 that say the opposite. And the real problem becomes, can we figure out which one is accurate? And that's something we all have to do. John Lotz are accurate because nobody gets out there and faults his methods, unless they're anti-gun. Everybody that's just out there, just nonpartisan on the subject, they look at it and say, his method is sound. But if you're anti-gun, well, that's deeply flawed and all this other stuff. Okay. Okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Ammunition Depot, right now for you, for the Lock and Load listener, has... Originally, it was going to be a 48-hour special, but it actually works out to be 72, maybe about 80 hours. An 80-hour special, I don't know, 80, 90, I don't know how many. 4 days, today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday till midnight. With promo code LOCK AND LOAD on the Ammunition Depot website. 10% off all Federal American Eagle XM855 green tip products. 10% off all Federal American Eagle XM855 green tip products. Promo code is LOCK AND LOAD or LOCK AND LOAD. Both will work. With the rebate that's already built in by Federal, that'll take your price per round down to 25 cents a round, right at 25 cents a round. So you're talking $250 a thousand for high grade 5.56 XM855 green tips. And that's exclusive to you. Let's see how many of those we can get sold. They've got a few on hand. They got various sizes and everything. They've got some big packages. If you want to go in with somebody on, you know, if you want to split it, if you want to get four guys together, they got some 4,000 round packages that this applies to. And then you could all go out and train. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Dateline Chicago. They have opened an internal affairs investigation after a gun handed in during a turn-in event in 2004 wound up lying next to a Latin Counts gang member 8 years later in the suburbs after he was shot dead by a cop. In other words, the gun was planted. William Stewart Boyd, a Cook County judge, turned in his late father's .38 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver, serial number J515268, to a Southside church in exchange for a $100 Visa card, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Those guns were supposed to be destroyed. That one wasn't. Boyd said, I'm doing the right thing, and in the process, someone didn't do what they were supposed to do. That calls into question the process. No kidding. He asked, what's happening after you turn these weapons in? The gun in question turned up next to the body of 22-year-old Cesar A. Menide, a gang member whose rap sheet included battery, sexual abuse of a minor, and unlawful use of a weapon. He was shot dead on July 5th, 2012, by Cicero officer Donald Garrity, a policeman with a history of disciplinary problems, including allegedly threatening an officer after he was pulled over for driving nearly 90 miles an hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. Around the same time, when he worked for a different department in Berwyn, he was investigating for violating department policy when he allegedly wielded a high-powered rifle during a traffic stop. Records show the Menive accident wasn't the first time he'd fired his weapon. In 2005, he shot a man who brandished a shotgun at police officers. He eventually resigned from the Berwyn Police Department and was hired by Cicero in 2012, the same year he shot Menive. Menive's family claims the officer planted the revolver to cover up an unjustified police shooting of an unarmed man. Cicero was set to pay the family a $3.5 million settlement in a civil rights lawsuit. That's... Wow, you got that laying around, do you? Attorneys for the Menive family said there were plenty of warnings readily available to any reasonable police department that it was not safe to put a hand in the hands of such an unstable individual. No one would hire him except Cicero. Still, attorneys for Garrity deny he planted a weapon. Garrity and the other officer at the scene that day told investigators they were responding to reports of a gang fight. That's when Garrity saw Menive riding away on a bicycle. When Garrity chased him, he saw Menive point a gun at the other officer, Dominic Shulo, who was sitting in a white, unmarked police car. Shulo said he was staring straight down the barrel of the handgun. That's when Garrity opened fire at Menive, hitting him in the back. Shulo said to, talking about Menive, he was going to shoot me through the window. If it wasn't for Garrity, he would have shot me right through the glass. Garrity's attorney said he was a hero after the shooting. He was promoted shortly after and eventually left the department after developing PTSD. John Leove, the Menive family attorney, said this police officer should not have been a police officer. They are going to pay a substantial settlement as a result of this shooting. As for the revolver, Chicago police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi called it an extremely abnormal and troublesome event. We are opening an internal affairs investigation today to trace this gun and verify it was taken into police custody during a turn-in and investigate how it possibly ended up back on the street. Pretty self-evident. The bigger question here is how did it end up in Garrity's hands? Because it was turned in 8 years before he worked at that department. How did he end up with it? Where was it turned in now? Let me see where this was turned in. Oh, it doesn't say where it was turned in. See, we need to know where it was turned in. We need to know where Garrity was at that time. If he was working in a department where they took the guns, this probably happened at a church. If it was turned in at a department that took that from the church where Garrity was working, now we know that that's a significant piece of evidence. If Garrity wasn't there, well, that is also a significant piece of evidence because now we know that somebody got it and somehow it was taken out of the lineup to be destroyed. We need to know where all those guns went, actually, don't we? We need to know which guns were taken in and where they are. We need to, from here on out, as far as these buybacks are concerned, when the police are doing it, okay, if I was the chief of police and I was running one of these things, I would have a cameraman recording. So there would be no question me taking all of this stuff to the furnace to smelt it down, to melt it down. And if I wasn't going to have that, then I wouldn't be doing the buyback and I would not be taking the guns in. Because that is really not something I would want to be involved in just because of the questions that may arise. This happening, and it's surfacing 8 years after it's supposed to have been destroyed, it's just going to make you wonder, doesn't it? It's just going to make you wonder. It's making me wonder. Do I think Garrity was a dirty cop? He definitely had his issues. The question remains, though, and there's two things that we have to consider here. We also have to consider that Medivh may have had this gun. It may have been stolen or liberated or taken out and sold from this lineup of guns that was supposed to be destroyed. We don't know which guns they took in. Maybe they took all of the serviceable guns and let all the pieces of junk that got the $100 Visa cards get melted down, and somebody took them out and fenced them. We don't know. We don't know everything, but we do know that gun was supposed to have been gone for 8 years, and it ended up beside a dead body in a police shooting. That's what we know. Hour number two is coming up. Everybody should be going right now to Ammunition Depot and buying your ammo. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.